Sports, tomorrow's news, today.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Between the time when the censors drank the voices of the free and the rise of the unyielding truth seekers, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Alex Jones, destined to bear the crown of revelation upon a vigilant brow, fighting the shadows of tyranny. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
The story you're about to see is true. All of it is verifiable and documented. This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
Long live the Constitution and death to the New World Order.
Death to the New World Order! Get the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
and YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Google is evil. Google is evil.
Alex Jones, he was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
1776! 1776!
Alex Jones must sell off nearly all of his personal assets.
Jones owes $1.5 billion.
InfoWars is shutting down.
They may shut him down, but they won't shut him up.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
Nick Fuentes is on in the third and fourth hour, and that should be an interesting discussion with all the crazy world events, and I actually disagree with him on some of his recent statements, so there will be some debate in that. Obviously, massive news on every front, totally insane. The president set to address the nation at 8 p.m. Central tonight. I'll be up here covering it live with Steve Bannon. We're going to join all the stations that carry us. The real official transmission starts in 60 seconds. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's out there, so share the live feed on X at Real Alex Jones and the Alex Jones channel on Rumble. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, my Paul Revere's. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Takes one to know one. I know how you feel. You've got your hunger and some problems that are real. And you're dealing with some demons who are driving you insane. And I've seen them drag you screaming down the hallways of your brain. You got loaded again. Ain't you handsome when you're high? Nothing matters. Chase that feeling till you die.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. Coming to you from the embattled studios in Austin, Texas. And every day, things just get completely more insane. And we have Nick Fuentes joining us at 1 p.m. Central for 2 hours. I'm trying to get Kyle Serafin on as well. 2 weeks ago, he said that he believed on this show that FBI Director, Deputy Director Bongino would be gone by Christmas. And then he exclusively broke yesterday that his office is cleaned out and the staff is gone, that he's already gone. That hit the New York Times today. He called me yesterday after the show and said, hey, well, let's break this tomorrow. And I said, why not now? Because he knew it was going to break tomorrow. And he said, well, he might not quit tomorrow because he dislikes Serafin so much. Just to make me look bad. And I said, he's not going to do that. And look, the real story is, why did Bongino leave? And it's because he was pissed off over the handling of the Epstein situation. Leaked Epstein file talking points instruct Republicans on how to point blame away from Trump. But then you read it, it's because Trump's not doing anything wrong in any of it. As you've seen, oh, all these files, oh, 90 plus thousand from the Epstein estate. Oh, and all the grand jury stuff Trump wants released and the Democrats try to block it. People keep saying, give us the list. There's not some holy grail. There's 35 years of stuff and 20 years of criminal stuff and civil stuff. So there's always more, because as the cases go on, the civil lawsuits and all of it, it just keeps generating more and more. It's like a black hole. And that's why Trump wanted the case shut down. And that's what Roger Stone told me when he was president-elect. He said the CIA and others know it's Mossad, MI6, the royal family, and the CIA. And they've told Trump, you're never going to get any of it anyways. It's all been, the real stuff's been destroyed. And so Trump goes, all right, well, screw it then. Let's move on. And I said, do not do that. It's a setup. And I was 100% right. You remember back when all this stuff started like 8-9 months ago, and I said, that's not Bongino and Patel getting up there on Fox News, like during the headlights, looking like they were hostages, their eyes all wide. Oh no, Epstein killed himself and acted alone and wasn't a predator. And they've been ordered to do that. And I said, it's Trump. People said, you're a traitor. It's not Trump. You're trying to undermine him. And I said, no, it's Trump. And 2 days later, it came out, it was Trump. And you heard Trump say, if you're my supporter and you believe in this hoax, well, then you're not my supporter. Go away. So he sent Roger up there to explain, sir, you mean you exposed Epstein. You kicked him out of the club. Epstein told reporters years ago that you're the guy that dropped the dime on him. You need to explain. Epstein's a bad guy, as you've said many times before in countless interviews, but that targeting you is a hoax, the new Russia hoax targeting you. And Trump came out and gave press conferences and explained that. And his poll numbers went back up a little. But then he just goes back and does it again because he's right. It is a black hole, but you've got to navigate the black hole correctly. So he's set to address the nation tonight at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and people are speculating on what he's going to say because it hasn't leaked what he's going to say. I can tell you what he's going to do. It's going to be a lot. He's talking about the accomplishments, the country, how we're turning the economy around, affordability, and what he inherited. And then there's a good chance he's going to, you know, escalate the situation, which he's already done in Venezuela with the total blockade of their oil tankers. But it needs to not just be a bunch of the cheerleading he does where he goes, oh, we got $19 trillion investment coming and, you know, $5 trillion or whatever already here and we're building all these factories. Yes, that's good. But you need to explain to people not just how great it is, and this is the best economy and we fixed inflation, because that's not true. We're pulling out of it. All the right things are being done. But people don't like being told something they know is not true. The economy is in bad shape for a whole lot of different reasons. We never recovered from the COVID lockdowns, where anybody in business will tell you they can't even get people to come take the jobs. Most of the federal buildings are still half empty. The workers don't even work. Making people, you know, or paying people to sit home for a year and longer in other parts of the world really broke the back of the economy, which is what the Great Reset was meant to do. It was designed to sabotage the industrial civilization. You spin up a society, you spin up a complex system, you want to keep that engine running. Unlike a regular engine, you don't want to run for 20 hours straight. It's bad for them. With an economy and big complex systems, you got to keep them humming and keep them growing and keep them going. Because a lot of competent people over the centuries and centuries and centuries built us industrially to this level. And it is so complex now. So we're going to be getting to all of that and what's happening in the economy. Brianna Morello, the awesome reporter, journalist, and host of the American Journal, this morning, I called her up about 7:30 and I said, hey, will you look into this big story? And so her and Matt and some of the crew called Brown University, sent them messages, and said, why did you scrub this individual off of your faculty list and just erase that he was ever there, of the head of the Islamic Studies Department? And they said, oh, because we were afraid he was going to be doxxed. So day one, they thought he would be doxxed because he's a Muslim. Now, when I saw this individual and noticed this a few days ago when this got picked up, and I looked at the surveillance footage they'd given us, and they didn't want to give us the higher quality inside, but then I blew it up and looked at the face and the neck and the way he walks, because he's been at Palestinian demonstrations and all of it, I don't need to be a NSA gate program to tell you, boy, that person sure walks like the person in the surveillance videos, but I'm not saying it's him. I was going to wait. But boy, they don't have a reward out. They didn't want to put out a description. They've been very slow on everything. Will you give us a description? Oh, we'll put it on the website later. They all look like they're totally freaked out and scared. And then Officer Brandon Tatum, who is a very smart individual and police officer, when he was a police officer, he was promoted very quickly, into administration and the press arm, so he understands how all these things work. He pointed out what all of us that just have, you know, studied these cases in the past, normally the police are giving you a whole bunch of information, you need your help. The faculty and the police chief look scared to death. So I'm not saying this individual is the person. I'm simply showing you what Brandon Tatum put out and some other people. And that was the headline. And so I'm going to be getting to this later in the hour. Now, I know there's a cover-up going on, as I've said the last few days, from the body language, the behavior, everything that's going on. I don't know if it's a cover-up of this guy. It could be that there's a pudgy guy that walks exactly the same and walks with his hands behind his back that, you know, went and did this, and it could be a white guy or whatever. He does have very, very pale skin, the same cheeks that are pudging out around the mask, the same pot belly, the same penchant for baggy black clothing. But that's probably all just a coincidence. There was also another Islamic stabbing in Washington State where they lured the police there with a 911 call, and then stabbed the officer in the neck and in the back and tried to kill him. That was suppressed for the last few weeks, but now with his arraignment, it came out, his name and what he was doing, and that he was in conducting jihad. So that's just another example of how that's just a local newspaper thing you'll never hear about on the national news, because they make sure you don't. And there's a whole bunch more. People at Christmas events all over the country. It's been like 5 attacks I've seen. You come out of church, you walk out to the park by some lights at the front of the church, and a Muslim runs over and dumps acid on your face. We've also got shocking footage of Muslims by the tens of thousands surrounding Melbourne Cathedral and chanting and waving their Islamic flags. Because under Islam, that church is going to get destroyed. Now, occasionally they decide to turn it into a mosque, like the Constantinople big cathedral. It's now the Blue Mosque. But again, here's the Brandon Tatum headline. Suspect identified in Brown University shooting as school deletes pro-Palestinian student off website. That's a pretty bold headline. I'm not saying that's accurate. It could be that whoever the shooter is just walks and has the same body and the same pudgy face and the same super light skin. There's a chance that's not the case. But when we reached out to them, and again, I'm going to recap this in more detail because I wasn't really ready to go to it. I noticed I'm not mad. We kind of free-for-all here. The crew thought I was going to because they were already putting it all up. I was going to go to it later. Because I've got more I'm collating here. We sent them this message this morning. As you may know, rumors are swirling online about the enrolled student that recently had his page removed from the Brown University website. Additionally, witnesses have stated in video conferences and online that Allah Akbar was screamed. But the police, by the way, asked them not to tell the public because it's part of the investigation. Oh, if you're covering it up. Was shouted out moments before the shooting occurred. Is this person a potential suspect of the shooting? Why was his profile removed from your website? Is this person still attending classes? Is there any merit to the claims that Allah Akbar was shouted by the shooter or at the time of the shooting? Now, I haven't gotten to the big enchiladas on this and the video and the audio and all of it and what Brandon Tatum said and what others are saying. I'm going to do that at the bottom of the hour, so just in about 12, 13 minutes. So I'm going to table that now, and then I'm going to just tell you some of the other things that are coming up, and then I'm going to jump in to the situation at the White House that is critical. And again, I'm not mad at this guy. I like him. Everybody knows, you know, cat turd. Trump likes him, goes to the White House, all that. Someone attacking cat turd, I'm saying cat turd is emblematic of just totally defending Trump no matter what. And then when we're saying, hey, we're smart, we understand the base, we are the base. If something makes me mad, you can bet it makes pretty much everybody or 90% of MAGA mad. I mean, if I see something get outraged, I mean, I know I'm going to go look what you're saying. It's going to be basically what I'm saying because we're logical, we're informed, we're engaged. And when I was telling you in the last 6-7 months that Trump was really hurting himself with some of the things he was doing, we need to put pressure on administration to stop that, to course correct, and they have some. I did it from a place of needing Trump to succeed. I mean, I've got real skin in the game. The Democrats have said they want to get back in, and they want to come after me even worse. Plus, they're going to wreck the country for everybody. I mean, we really need Trump to succeed. But you don't do that just blindly with whatever's going on with some of the special interests that can get in there, and then they start having some bad policies. And then people say, well, don't really cover those because it makes him look bad. You got it backwards. We need to do what's right regardless. And when you do what's right in life, it's almost always better for everybody. But regardless, God's watching. So I haven't wanted to say that Susie Wiles is a villain. But I do know that if you criticize her, she will do a lot to block your access to the president and all the rest of it. I have never courted access to the White House. I have never kissed ass. I, quite frankly, have been invited and to both Mar-a-Lago and to the White House. They didn't push too hard, and I knew what it was going to be, so I didn't go. And, you know, the way it works, oh, you know, Roger, oh, Trump just called me. He was watching the show. He wants us to come to dinner. When can you come? And I'm like, okay, well, tell me when set up. Roger calls me the next Tuesday. Well, I went up there, had dinner. He said, you know, he missed not seeing it. I was like, hey, Roger, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I was invited to go to a couple things at Mar-a-Lago where Trump comes out and pats everybody on the head and says you're good. And here's the deal. I know going and being seen with Trump is like a red cape to the left. And it's not that I don't want to be attacked by him, but that combination freaks them out so bad that it's not that I'm scared to go be seen with him, but I can, like a submarine, run around attacking the enemy and not just wave red capes in their face. Whereas I can advise Trump, I can advise his advisors, I can get information on the air that gets to him constantly. And so we have a bigger effect talking to 20, 30, 40 million people a day and having all you call Congress and call on the talk radio. And that's what really gets to Trump. Is when he hears something over and over and over and over again. So I've learned the best way to communicate with Trump is in a big spectacular way. Not me like, Mr. President, you ought to do this. He's got all this stuff swirling around. But when he sees like a watchtower, you know, lit when the enemy's coming on the yonder hill, he gets that gets Trump's attention. And you see it all the time where we're having big effects, the administration and our guests and things, and they summon guests from the show, from watching the show. J.D. Vance a few weeks ago, a month ago, brought up Mark Mitchell when they saw the show to warn Trump and tell him what he needs to do because J.D. Vance agreed. And Susie Wiles was there, and, you know, she was listening, and you know, Trump was there for about 45 minutes and agreed to a lot of it, and we even saw some course correction out of that meeting. So I don't want to say Susie Wiles is the bad person. Plus, when you know, you're told, oh, it's a Vanity Fair interview. Oh, she did this other TV interview. And I saw that, you know, the camera interview. And she's saying stuff like, yeah, he never really sleeps. You know, he's superhuman. And, I thought she came off as very genuine in the interview and very real. I mean, obviously, she's high energy. I mean, we're not trying to make her look bad showing photos of her with her eyes bugging out. That's pretty much what she looks like all the time. So she's credited by people I trust, really getting Trump where he got partial control of the Republican Party when he almost had no control before. So I'm not trying to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I just know this. Trump greenlit Ed Martin's task force investigating how I was persecuted by the DOJ and the CIA. And when he started an investigation into them, not just stuff you heard about, but a lot more, it came from Susie Wiles to Todd Blanche, the deputy head of the DOJ. He really runs it. Nothing against Pam Bondi, but it's just known. She goes and gets her hair done and, you know, goes and exercises and flies up like once or twice a week for a day to D.C. and does press conferences. So I don't, I mean, she just basically isn't even the she's just a talking head. And that's what Trump wanted her for, was to be a PR person. But it's still bad because you have a Democrat, Todd Blanche, and they're running it. So that's a big strike right there. And there's a lot of other stuff. But her instincts are to really just be too mainstream of an, you know, old-fashioned Republican. And people don't want that. They want revolution. They want action. And we're seeing that with Kennedy. We're seeing it with Tom Homan. We're seeing it with DHS. We're seeing it trying to end these wars. I mean, I'm seeing so many good things. But we cannot lie to anybody here and not say that Trump is in trouble. Now, he's always able in the past to pull it out and issues change and, you know, new things develop. But it is a fundamental loss of trust with how the Epstein thing was handled. And then that created the ground for people, you know, really not knowing what happened with Charlie Kirk. And just one successive PR disaster after the next. And I'd liken it to an old James Bond movie where, you know, the agent comes in to Spectre and there's aquariums all around the office and there's aquariums under it with sharks. And the head of Spectre doesn't like what the agent's done, so he hits a button and the floor opens up and you fall into the sharks. Like it or not, Trump is the floor. And if Trump fizzles out and they win the midterms and then all the impeachment stuff cranks up, they could get him this time. And that is the equivalent of dropping the country and all of us and our future into that. So, again, it's great to critique Trump all day, and I do it, to get him back on track. But people that aren't going to support him or the good stuff that is happening are crazy, and people that think he's perfect are crazy. And I know I've harped on this a lot, but it's a big deal. Now, I don't know if Susie Wiles really said some of the things that they say she said to Vanity Fair, because I don't trust them. I understand she's an older lady, but what are you doing talking to Vanity Fair? They have no power except you giving it to them. What is Trump doing? Constantly talking about Jimmy Kimmel, who had almost no viewers until Trump started talking about him, and now he has more than he did. It's not huge, but I mean, he's literally giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to the dinosaur media. And I get it. He's 79 years old. He thinks that's the big media. No, Susie, if you gave an interview to Breitbart, it would be 10 times bigger than Vanity Fair, and they wouldn't misquote you. But if she did say these things, Trump needs to demand the tape. If she did say this stuff, then she is a fool. Running her mouth against Elon Musk and stuff like that. That is stupid. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said,
This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. It dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Reverend, Reverend, please come quick. 'Cause I got something to admit. I met a man out in the sticks, a good old miss. He drove a series tank Cadillac and wore a cigar on his lip. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? Saw him driving down the 61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. And he said, I know you, young man. I know you by the state of your hands.
Mustafa Carbouche worked in the Islamic Studies Department as a senior person at Brown University in Rhode Island. And his bio, his pictures, his information was removed off of there the day after two students were killed, including the head of the Republican group there, and nine others wounded. And so people began to investigate why that happened. And they looked at photos and videos of him at Palestinian demonstrations and things like that, and comparing it to the little bit of video they'd released. And when you see all the background of how deer in the headlights and scared the administrators, the mayor, the police chief look, how they haven't offered a reward, how when they said, "Will you tell us the description?" "Yeah, we'll put it on the website." Police never do that. They put it on the website while they're on national TV on every channel. They say the description. 5'8", 5'9", overweight person wearing black, white skin, had a ski mask on, but you could, you know, or part of it, depending on the videos, looks like a black surgical mask, but you can see the fat, extremely pasty face. There's videos of the reported shooter from the surveillance cameras outside, the Ring cameras, then compared to him at demonstrations walking, and just to me, looks like the same build, looks like the same white skin, looks like the same fat face, looks like the same fat neck. And he's the Islamic Studies head guy. And then he scrubbed off, so we sent an email into their press department today, this morning. The American Journal did, Matt and Brianna, and they responded back quickly and said, "Oh, well, we didn't want to have him doxed and harassed." So here's a question. Was he being harassed the day after by somebody? Or did you preemptively, because he's a Muslim, think people would go say it was him? That'd be terrible if it wasn't potentially true. So Officer Brandon Tatum put out a headline: "Suspect identified in Brown University shooting as school deletes pro-Palestinian student off website." They call him a student, but he was in a department. But I guess they'd already promoted him to that. So we need to figure out the facts here. We need to look at this. But there may be some innocuous reason. He's just completely, you know, innocent. And maybe the person they're telling us, you know, was the shooter. Who knows if that's even true? The guy in black walking around. Maybe he just walks like and looks like and happens to have a pot belly and happens to have pasty white skin and a fat wide face. And maybe he just happens to walk around with his hands behind his back like this guy. I mean, maybe they're just similar. That is entirely possible. But why no reward? Why not put the description out on national TV? Why bury it on a website? And did you preemptively scrub this off because you knew he was innocent right away? The next day is when they scrubbed it. And then they slow rolled surveillance footage and won't release the stuff from inside the building, which they admit was high tech and be used for face scanning. HD. So when you look at Europe, where they put you in jail if you get raped or your family member gets killed, you point out it's a Muslim and you say the Muslims should be kicked out of the country, you get 3 years, 5 years, depending on the country, in jail. Hell, Ireland longer. So, and when a Muslim runs over a bunch of people at a Christmas celebration, happens all the time here and in Europe, they'll fight like the devil in the media to cover that up. So So why did they go expunge all this stuff about him? And then when you look at the footage they have released of the shoulders and the face and the head and the way he walks, man, he is a really unlucky guy. He's at the university and he's at Palestinian demonstrations, pro-Palestinian demonstrations and all this stuff. And then the person they tell us is the shooter just really fits like a key in a lock. But, you know, we thought we knew who was the pipe bomber after 5 years of cover-up in D.C. And then magically, when all this attention came down on it, oh, they found a highly autistic man who, it turns out, is basically blind, can't see 3 inches in front of his face. And you have all these FBI whistleblowers coming out. They're currently in there saying that this is a setup. You got Thomas Massie in Congress saying, you got Grassley saying it's a cover-up. So whether it's federal or local, they're acting very, very suspicious. But who knows, they may grab a portly, autistic or retarded white man anytime now and say, no, here he is, he did it. And then they'll say, oh, you were wrong, it wasn't this individual. But the question is, where is the Islamic studies individual? And again, this stuff's coming out online. I don't know if this was actually a computer gate analysis or somebody just said that. But see, I don't need a computer. I got an electrochemical one that God gave me. And we play Officer Tatum's breakdown of it. For TV viewers, you can see him at a Palestinian demonstration walking, and it's right next to the surveillance footage next to it, and it's like, wow. But again, I'm sure there's a reason they scrubbed him off there. I'm sure there's a reason we haven't heard from him. Maybe he's had an unscheduled trip to the Middle East? Is he even here? You know, we need the FBI to check with him and see how he's doing. Or we need to check the TSA logs and see if has he gone on a hastily arranged trip out of the country? Where is he? Mustafa Karbouch. Hell, I'd love to have Mustafa Karbouch on the show. So we'll read you what we sent the university, their quick response back. And then I have my questions for them. But as you've noticed, across the board, no one is buying any of this. And again, it's part and parcel of where we are as a country. Because we've been lied to so much. And I've seen a lot of just super incompetency by the Rhode Island administrators and by the police. And you know, the more woke you get, the more dysfunctional. I mean, again, more than half the federal employees only go into work once a month. They do nothing. And so maybe it is just total, complete, insane incompetence. But, man, they were sure quick to get back with us this morning about him. And they were sure quick to make sure, before the bodies were even cold completely, to get everything about him off the website. And there was a lot. I guess they didn't know about Internet Archive or the Wayback Machine that is invaluable to freedom. So let's go ahead and go to a boil down. It's clip 33 of an internet influencer analyzing it and talking about Officer Tatum's response. I'm not going to play Tatum's whole 20-minute report on it last night. I'm just going to play a little bit of it here. But I think this guy needs to exonerate himself. We need to find out where he is and make sure he's okay. Because the school says they took everything down about him so he couldn't be a victim. They don't say he was being victimized. They don't say no. They were just worried because they thought people might think it was him. Why would they think that? And again, we found news articles, we showed them the last few days, where Brown's even been criticized for being such a police state and having 800 cameras and more cameras per capita for the size of the school, super ultra leftist, than any other college in the United States. 800 plus surveillance cameras. We have like three, four, five generation back because, you know, the new generations come out every couple of years. We got like, I have to check, I think like a 10-year-old system here. We had one before that. And it's still way better than this. And we got cameras all around the building and in key parts inside, you know, not in the offices, but in the hallways and doorways. And when something happens or somebody shows up and there's been incidences, we just instantly have an armed guard. They're like, we get over there to the big computers. There's all the screens over there. And we just go, doop, doop. Okay, here they are. They come over here. They park here. All right, they came over here. Doop. They came to this door. Doop, doop. And just like, just boom, 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 boom. But they locked it down for 12 hours, did the Kabuki Theater coming in with the SWAT teams and having them all put their hands up and do all this. Though you know they went into the security room, which had security guards and police in it, and they just went, okay, here's the class. And I looked it up. There was cameras in there. It was a big conference room. Doop. Are we going to see the why can't we see the shooting? Well, you'd think that would really let us get, you know, give us some clues. Or the cameras in the hallways. And he comes in on a Saturday to a special study thing for a test, almost like he was an administrator or something, which he was, and knew a lot of stuff. And he goes in and goes up the elevator and just, you know, just goes straight in to where these people are. And now they're saying it was deliberate the way he did it, whoever he is. Or maybe it's a woman. You know, 97% of violent crime is men, so they can say it's a man. Probably a white supremacist, actually, if I had to guess, being sarcastic. And there's not like a jihad going on or anything. So it could be somebody else, though. So here are these two reports back to back. Tatum saying that he thinks the guy's a suspect. That's his opinion. This other guy reporting on it. He's saying, oh, this is the guy. I think that's too far. There could be a very, you know, easy explanation for this. Trying to think of what it could be, but I'm sure there's an explanation for it. But I guess if this goes on too long, becomes a controversy, there's going to be a mentally retarded white guy that's found. And I'm sure he's guilty, just like the retarded black guy they just blamed for the pipe bombing. I'm sure he's guilty. We predicted, literally when we heard this was going on, that it would be a disabled person because they do this over and over again. Marinus Vanderlube was mentally retarded, and he got pinned with the Reichstag fire February 27, 1933, that allowed Hitler to become a dictator. Firebombed the Capitol. Of course, he didn't do it. The Nazis did it, and they found a retarded communist homeless person, and they executed him. Oldest trick in the book. So we don't. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. I'm not even saying this guy's a suspect. I will say they showed the earlier photo of him there on the school. Just he looks very satisfied. He has that same extremely confident look of the Somalis and others. I just wonder what it must feel like just to, I can't even make a face like that, just of total bliss, total satisfaction. You have arrived. You are the ultimate thing on the earth. It's just amazing. So here are folks asking questions. Here it is.
You guys see the look of shock on my face? Yeah, it's not there. This is Mustafa Karbosh that's apparently the suspect in the Brown University shooting. This is the piece of trash that took out Ella Cook. Ella Cook was the head of the Republican Party at Brown University, a very liberal school. Now, Officer Tatum's reporting that he was on the Brown University website. Apparently, he was part of the Office for Middle East Studies. And guess what? They scrubbed him pretty quick off that website. Laura Loomer's reporting that other media outlets said he actually shouted this before he opened fire. Shocker.
The suspect yelled. Life has been reported in
this. Listen, like my heart goes out to the victims. It goes out to the families.
Are we really sitting back and seeing another young conservative, a prominent conservative in this country, have their voice taken by a far radical leftist Islamist jihadist? That's really where we're going? Something's got to change, guys. I don't know what to tell you, but you need to wake up out of the little coma that you're in. Leftists, I don't know why you would ever want this to be a thing, but you've lost all sense of humanity if you believe that this woman right here should have been taken by that guy, because as for Ella Cook and her family, it's tragic, but we need accountability, and if this really is the suspect, maximum penalty.
Leave some web pages for students or faculty who've been taken down. Is that a response to any external threats to anyone in the community?
We have been working very closely with law enforcement to provide them with all of the internal to Brown information that they need to do this investigation. It's their investigation. They're the professionals. So we're providing information. We're not in the job of reviewing it for them. I know nothing about web pages being taken down as part of this. It's the first I've heard of it.
In the back.
That was a disaster. I mean, they got the guy's height, they got his weight, and they go, well, you want to update the country on what this guy's ID looks like? And they go, we'll put it on the website.
Right.
You have millions of people watching the press conference live, and you don't want to tell anybody? You say, oh, I'll put it out on a website? Come on. Is the guy 220? Is he Caucasian? What? They didn't even do it. And then they get the timeline wrong, like Dana said. I can't hear a word he said. Everyone's trying to back off. No one knows what's going on. It's 3 days later after a gunman walked into an Ivy League university building and murdered the vice president of the College Republicans, killed two people, injured 11, and walks away. We don't know where he is. We don't know what he is. And doesn't seem to be that concerning to the people that were delivering that press conference. This was a premeditated target attack. The guy was casing the facility beforehand. They have 800 cameras at this university. They didn't have a camera at the entrance to the building so you can see who goes in and out of the building. This is stupid.
But they did have cameras. We know they're lying. So, oh, they were broken. They were old. We didn't have them in that area. All lies. Mustafa Karbouch, I'm sure, is innocent. We're just covering what other people are saying. So we sent an email to the university PR department this morning, and we said, as you may know, rumors are swirling online about an enrolled student who's also administrative, Mustafa Karbouch, that recently had his page removed from the Brown University website. Additionally, witnesses have stated in a video conference and online that Allah Akbar was shouted out and moments before the shooting occurred. Is this person a potential suspect in the shooting? Why was his profile removed, more than that, from your website? Is this person still attending class? Is there any merit to the claims of Allah Akbar was shouted by the shooter or at the time of the shooting? Good job, Matt and Brianna and the American Journal team. So here's their response back to us. Brown University comments to InfoWars. Doxing of the community member. Okay, so he was doxed? We went and looked. We couldn't find anything about him before until people went and looked at what was taken down. So they went back to the Wayback Machine and went through it. We've got all the videos people doing the investigation. So doxing of the community member in the aftermath of the shooting. We've seen harmful doxing activity directed towards at least one member of the Brown University community. Okay, are you saying it was him? It's important to make clear that the targeted individuals could do irrevocable harm. Accusations, speculation, and conspiracies we've seen on social media and in some news reports are irresponsible, harmful, and in some cases dangerous for the safety of individuals in our community. So why have you put an reward out for who killed two of your students and shot nine others? It is not unusual as a safety measure to take steps to protect individual safety when this kind of activity happens, including in regard to their online presence, as law enforcement officials stated clearly on Tuesday afternoon in this individual's name. Had any relevance to the current investigation, they would be actively looking for the individual and providing information publicly. Okay, so they're telling us he's cleared, basically. You'd be hearing about him, you know, the police would be doing something if they thought he was a suspect. Okay, then I'm not going to ask any questions. I'm done, and I think Mustafa is an awesome person, and I'd love to have him on the show. Mustafa, You can reach out to us at showtips@infowars.com. We would love to have you on the broadcast as soon as you'd like to come on. And all of you looking at the videos and looking at the way he walks and the way the supposed shooter walked and the fact that they have a lot of the same features and things, I don't think you should be questioning the police or the Rhode Island folks at the college. I think the right thing to do is just drop this right now, and we'll probably never know who did it, and it's probably a white supremacist. There you go. All right, I'm done. Open and shut, folks. Everything's fine. And any other things that happen, any other attacks that you're seeing every day now, well, we know from the Democrats, the number one threat is white supremacists. And it was white supremacists hit Sydney. It's white supremacists in D.C. with the National Guard. It's white supremacists out in Washington that called the police with 911 and stabbed them. Of course, actually, he's been indicted now. It was an Islamic attack. But just whatever. The point is we don't want to be hateful here. And I think it's good that the Australian government has not decried or criticized any of the Islamic attacks or the latest one or the Muslims surrounding the biggest church in Sydney and chanting death to Israel and stuff in the last few days. I think that's completely reasonable. All right, I'm being sarcastic, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to break. I've got all this other incredible news, Nick Fuentes coming up, and so much more. Before we go any further, remember, you fund this operation. I'm very thankful to you, and I'm challenging you, those that have supported and love the products, and those that have never gotten the products, to do your Christmas shopping with us. If you get your orders in by Friday, you're guaranteed to get it way before Christmas anywhere in the United States. Okay, because we ship out like a day after the orders come in, and most of the country gets it in 2 days, the rest three, Hawaii or Alaska, I think it's like four. So get your orders in now. The biggest sale so far, 60% off on the ultramethylene blue, on the Shilajit, on the Irish sea moss, incredible super nutrient compounds that just blow you away. You owe it to yourself to get it. Our information's strong. You know that. The products are just as strong and just as powerful. I'm challenging you to support the broadcast. Those of you who have never gotten a supplement, go to thealexshilajitstore.com. Make the decision now. Get our ultramethylene blue, get our Shilajit, get our bovine colostrum that's amazing, experience it, and you're going to be hooked. And then we can continue on the air in a symbiotic relationship, but I need your help. Give yourself the gift of great health, clarity, and focus, and keeping powerful beacon of truth on the air, a 360 total win-win at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have limited edition fundraiser posters. Keep us on the air at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't do this without you. You're not key, you're everything. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven, it's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue, possible neuroprotective effects being studied and traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. may benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, Strength and Power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.